Prayer. Prayer defined: a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God or an object of worship. An earnest hope or wish. Prayer has three purposes. 1. To ask for help and intuitive guidance that is beyond human understanding, which requires faith and humility. 2. To express gratitude to something greater than one's ego. 3. To state an intention or goal for creation. Letting go of your past prejudice toward religion and toward people who claim to represent God is the greatest challenge to becoming open to giving prayer a chance. If you never make the choice to try prayer, how can you determine its validity? Without trying, you're dismissing the practice of prayer based only on your judgment, not on your personal experience. Praying builds your faith. No one can give you faith. You will never know if a prayer is answered if you never pray in the first place. Noticing an answer will build your faith, the faith that you're actually getting help from something greater than yourself that you will never fully understand. In general, prayer requests God to do something beyond your power to perform, either for others or for yourself. It is a humble submission and request to something greater than and beyond your ego identity, which is the spirit of one. The very act of praying is humble in nature, regardless of your specific beliefs about God. The act of prayer is a humble admission that your ego is not God in and of itself. Praying is requesting help outside of yourself, which is beyond your ego identity. If you pray, do you pray for yourself or for others? Are your prayers selfish getting requests to help yourself, or unselfish giving requests to help others? Anytime you pray for someone else or for them to heal or rise out of pain in some way that is powerful, you are heard. Your intent and will are heard. And behind the scenes, the wheels start turning. Thoughts and words have power. Let's say, for example, that you pray to help people to improve in some way. Perhaps you want to help them heal. Your prayer and intent are powerful when your will is in line with God's will. When you intend to benefit the greater whole, you sometimes get help from beyond yourself, when your intentions line up with the actual benefit for the greater good. Meaning, sometimes our intentions may seem good on the surface, but we may not understand that our wishes are not in line with the larger orchestration of God's will, a plan that benefits the greater good. Do you pray to help others, or do you pray only to get out of a jam or for things you want? How many of us pray for others? How many of us only pray for ourselves or for some selfish desire that has nothing to do with helping anyone else? Thinking of others is mostly secondary to all of us. But is that working in this world? What it comes down to is that prayer sets intentions. When I pray, I am asking a mysterious power greater than myself to help create an outcome. But my prayer has power only when it lines up with the will of the Spirit of One. I can also pray for negative things to happen, such as for someone to get hurt. But that is not God's will or my heart's will. That is my human, selfish, instinctual will. That is an evil prayer. I won't get help from an evil prayer because that is purely my selfish will, which doesn't benefit the whole or everyone. Prayer is only effective when I align God's will, my heart's will, with my will. When we pray for harm to another, we only bring harm to ourselves, not the other person. Behind the scenes, the overall goal is that everyone should benefit. That's why selfish prayers are not empowered by God the way unselfish prayers are when they align with the greater spiritual will and plan. I am a being here on earth with free will and free choice. As such, I can choose to ask the mysterious God for advice, wisdom, direction, and support beyond my own capabilities. I can choose to do that without a clear definition of God and without any religious instruction whatsoever. I can choose to practice, seek, and have faith in the mysterious. Remember, prayer is not about getting selfish desires met. Prayer is effective for meeting your basic needs and for increasing your ability to be of service to others. God is not Santa Claus. I do ask the mysterious force behind my human self for strength, guidance, and wisdom. Thanks to my revelations, I know that mysterious Great Spirit of One is there with subtle guidance and support. Unless you have a direct experience of the supernatural and you know of its existence with certainty, you will need faith and humility to begin praying. Prayer is a conscious acknowledgement of faith. With humility and open-mindedness, prayer can become an option for a trial run. When I pray, I don't follow any religious rules. Sometimes I choose to ask for help, direction, and aid that I don't have myself. But even without prayer, my heart is always trying to instruct me on how to evolve in a way that benefits the greater good.